Blog Talk Radio.
The edition of the weekly conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. I'm going to get into all kinds of stuff. My wife shared the video with me right before my producer, right before I got on the air, and I want to get into that a little bit in the beginning, but there's so much about this world I don't understand. You know, at our church, we get these positive catalogs, you know, when I get the mail and stuff and go through it, get these positive catalogs. And, you know, they have all this, like John 3:16 pens, you know, you can get your favorite Psalms and stuff, Psalm 150, like everything that has breath, praise Him, and doing stuff like this, and have like a mask, and it said, like, to all the moms who believe in the power of God or Christ or something. It's something very biblical, like you put God first place, but then it's a mask, you know. Like, my wife and I posted a kind of a similar thing, and it's like, you know, when are we going to get back to putting faith over fear? You know, do you put your faith in God or man? You know, a black conservative pastor exposes five lies by Joe Biden and Stacey Abrams about this Georgia election bill. It's just great coming out with all these people finally speaking the truth. Joseph Boehner calls Ted Cruz a reckless jackass who thinks he's smarter than everyone else. Now, we're done with these anti-woke American Democrats and Republicans. You know, the Chicago killing fields are gruesome, and they're getting worse, and I'm wondering, like, is something going to happen? I mean, because that's what's going to come here. You really think a criminal is going to abide by a gun law? I don't think so. Democrat of Michigan, the governor, you know, Gretchen Whitmer, her failed leadership is on display as the nation sees the CDC urging them to lock down with a exuberant number. Oh, my God. Where are they going to be, on double secret lockdown or something? Come on, folks. I don't get it. More financial problems for House Democrats are piling up as a Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee chairman, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, a Democrat from New York, failed to report a series of stock trades he made on time. And a potential violation of federal, well, it is a, they'll find some way to a loophole to get around it, but that's a federal law violation. I want to get into that because I sometimes think that this is just them trying to clean. See, when Republicans do something wrong, they don't do anything. We're trying to clean the house. He did something wrong. We're calling them out on it. I don't think, whatever. You can say whatever you want to, but there was a, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a cop shot a black person. And, of course, with no facts, no nothing, not all the things in. Oh, let's start. How was stealing? I was watching a video today with Terrence K. Williams, and how was stealing shoes? How was looting? How? You're not trying to find out if it's justified. You're not trying to find out. It's, oh, a cop killed a black man, so, you know, why aren't you looting stores? If you looted the store in Chicago every time a black person was killed by another black person, the stores would be looted 24/7, 365. There would be nothing left. Got to get me a pair of them, Reeboks, you know, because they fight oppression even though they hire 10-cent-a-day workers in China. You know, Facebook blocks and bans me and puts me in jail and different things. But oh, third world dictators that lie, that support communism, well, that's fine. That's all dandy. I want to get into so much more. But let's remember James 1, verse 2 through 3. Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Listen to that last verse. For you know when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Our faith was tested with COVID. We got to lock down. We got to wear 10 masks and stay home and not do anything. And we're going to be demonized if we go to church. I'll ask you again. Who do you put your faith in, God or man? I know where I put my faith in. I know where my wife puts her faith in. Well, what if you die? If I die, that was my time. I don't know when my mom's going to pass or my mother-in-law, Nadine. I don't take it for granted every time I hug her or do something for her or hold the door for my wife. I don't take my wife for granted. Tomorrow, she might go to her client and not come back tonight. I don't take my wife for granted. I want to get into this because my wife is technically a little person. She is, you know, she's short. And she found a video where a guy, he's 5'9", and identifies as 7'1", and was walking around in stilts. It's hard to do anything. It hurts. These things chafe me and this and that and having all these problems. Well, if you don't identify as 7'1", you won't have these problems. So someone made him an extended forehead. So he wears this, like, cone head type hat with hair on it so that he can walk normally but still have the feeling that he's 7 foot tall. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I identify as a 30-foot man. Yeah, I identify as a 30-foot tall man, and I can't work, so I got to be on disability, you know. It's really rough, man. See the thing they made me so I could be 30-foot tall, I can't use because I don't live anywhere where the ceilings are 30-foot tall, but, you know, in my head, I'm 30-foot tall, but, you know, I have to put it on to go outside. So I can't get in my car, I can't drive, can't do anything. So I got to get disability because I identify as a 30-foot man. What in the... My wife is better than me because when she is shorter than me. And why is she better than me? Because when God was... When God stopped growing her, she was perfect. You know, you're made in God's image. And apparently, once God, but he was easier getting her. Because me, it took him longer to make me the man I am. Now, my wife does identify as a 7'1" person because her mom always told her, kind of jokingly, that. But her mom always told her, don't use that size as an excuse. Use it to an advantage. You know, I can sit and piss and moan all day and say, well, this COVID's never going to, I might as well just stay home. I might as well be a couch potato and not do anything with my life. Or I can say, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to enjoy my life because I'm going to die no matter what. I'm going to die no matter what. I've known people that literally were so scared of this virus, they didn't go anywhere. They didn't leave their damn home. And they ended up dying, not from COVID, from something else. And they didn't enjoy the last years of their life. Well, you're going to start a super spread. Well, call it whatever you want to call it. I'm living my life. I'm not going to sit there and let people who try to say that I'm offended because You're celebrating Native casualties while you're living your life. People are dying. Well, did they live their life? Did they stay home? If they stayed home and didn't go anywhere, then they weren't living their life. And they died anyways. When it's our time, it's our time, folks. We don't know when we're going to die. That's why I don't take my wife for granted. That's why I try to do stuff for her all the time. But I'm not really offended. I just don't understand these people that, like, well, I identify as, like, a 40-foot giraffe, you know, because giraffes really aren't 40 foot tall, but I identify as one that's 40 foot tall, you know, to me. I was waiting for him to say he was going to have, like, surgery to have his legs extended. Remember that South Park episode where Kyle wanted to be, I'm getting a negroplasty so I can play basketball. I don't get it. I don't understand. The Partridge Family bus left, and I didn't get on. I don't understand this world. I don't understand. You have people that think they're 7 foot tall when they're 5 foot. You have people that are supposedly believers in Christ, but they mask up and they're living in fear. I don't understand this world. I mean, I will say this, because I wrote a post about this, and I wanted to bring this up on my program, because I've had, like, when I wonder what this person's doing, or how's she doing, or what's going on, and you can't find this person, and I use my wife's phone, and I look, and yeah, she comes up clear as day. For some reason, I am blocked completely. I have probably lost 40 friends because of the Stop the Steal movement, because I stand up for my country, my nation. I've lost. Probably. I wonder what's up. I'm not their friend. Well, I was never their friend to begin with because, you know, when a lady that I love to death, that we befriended each other because of our political beliefs, and she's like, they were never your friends to begin with. John Morris, a good buddy of mine. And if I lived in Texas, my wife would hate me because I'd be at that music store every day. Honey, I own the music store now. They said, why keep coming by here when you can just own the place? But, you know, he's like, because we were having a good conversation. You know, it's like, it's their loss, not mine. I mean, if you really can't be my friend because I support the Stop the Steal movement, because on day one after the election, I'm like, hey, 2 and 2 don't equal 4. And I believe this truly, that in the coming months, they're going to admit that it was stolen and whatever. It's not going to matter. Sorry. It does matter. It does matter. If you voted for Biden, that's fine. Your vote should count. If you voted for Trump, your vote should count. I think what woke some people up is when they started to go after Eminem. And I think when that was starting to wake people on the left, wait a minute, they're going after Eminem, what the heck? And there are people on the left that were like, wait a minute, that's when I think they started to stop that Eminem thing. Because, hey, they're starting to realize that this cancel culture and this censorship can go both ways, and to keep these people that think that Trump sucks, they can only go one way. You know, it can only go one way. Like the government's only going to censor me, not you. You're a fool if you believe that. You're a fool if you think it's over. Black conservative pastor exposes 5 lies about this election bill. Because they keep pushing, it's like, well, it's going to make it harder for, because blacks can't get out there. You had to have ID to vote in Georgia to begin with. This voter ID bill has nothing to do with mandating IDs to vote. That was already in Georgia. But I guess there's this, I don't understand this belief that a black person can't get an ID to vote. I don't understand why people think that. But then you're talking someone like Stacey Abrams that comes out and like, well, we need to boycott you need to boycott Georgia. And then when it's starting to make her state go in the toilet because people are boycotting these companies, that don't boycott now. Yeah, sort of like running a business. Don't buy from me. And then when people aren't... Lie number one. The new law restricts early voting. The truth is the law expands early voting hours and additional weekends voting opportunities, including Sundays. Lie number two. Voter ID requirements are radically discriminatory. That's a lie. IDs are necessary for numerous everyday activities. They act like it's discriminatory to say that you 199% have to have an ID to vote, but it's not discriminatory to have an ID to, let's say, I don't know, pay utility bills, get a driver's license, get a passport. Because if you don't have a driver's license to get one, then you, from like your old one to the new one, you have to have all kinds of documentation to prove who you are. Restrictions on distributing food and water to voters are intended to make voters more uncomfortable make it uncomfortable. All this stuff. The truth is, the only law that prohibits using free food and beverages is a form of electioneering. And it's crazy because they try to make up all this stuff that you can't do or makes it hard to do, but you can't do it in the first place. New law eliminates absentee ballot drop boxes. Drop boxes never existed before the pandemic. The new law creates rules to keep them and the ballots inside secure. The final one. The new law allows takeovers of local election administration. No, it doesn't. The truth is, the law protects voters when the local officials fail to prevent excessive lines or struggle to process absentee ballots. It's going to make it easier, not harder, folks. But the left will make up whatever they want to. I mean, if you think that it's racist to have a voter ID law, ask you, I thought this one, okay, wow, so you think voter ID law is racist? Well, then how do these black people go to the library, or how do they do anything that requires an ID? How do they buy cigarettes or liquor? If it's racist for them to have an ID, if they can't get an ID to vote, then how come these people that can't get an ID to vote, where are they getting the liquor and cigarettes and everything where you have to have an ID to prove you are who you are in your old mouth? And why do you think why are you so racist that you think that they can't get an ID? That's sad. Like, I'm still waiting for this white privilege, you know, but I'm so done with these woke Republicans, these Democrats that are in the Republican Party. This morning, former House Speaker John Boehner discussed his criticism of Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, a Republican, not some fake wannabe, from his forthcoming book on the House, Washington Memoir. He's just someone that's tired. He's someone that's been consistent, and he's tired of these woke Democrats in the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. They don't care about you. All they care about is their own pocketbooks. Ted Cruz ain't smarter than everyone else. He's just honest. But don't worry, we got that man, we got that guy in the, you know, that thing in the White House, you know, that person, you know what I mean, man. The guy that doesn't know what day it is, but he's, when are we going to have a State of the Union address? When are we going to hear about the State of the Union? That should have happened a month ago. he's getting away with so much bullcrap that... I'm trying to drill, and, you know, man, that thing, you know? Trust me, man. When I got into Congress 100 years ago, man, I knew that no amendment was secure, and we can change whatever we want to, even though my Second Amendment rights, my right to bear arms, shall never be infringed upon. Well, so you're taking it out of context. See, that's back then. See, now times are different. Now we can infringe on your rights because we can cheat in an election and do all kinds of other bullcrap. They just don't know how to handle the fact that I kind of think somewhat this pandemic kind of backfired, because I think they expected way more people to die when they came out with, and I've said this from the beginning, the numbers that they came out with and how many millions were going to die, that I think they expected way more people to die. And when they weren't dying, and people weren't, and a lot of people weren't buying this pandemic, and then you have people in the media, well, we got to do something, we got to walk, because they're going to think that there's nothing wrong and they won't take the vaccine. Well, then you take 10, here's the thing. If you want 20 vaccines, you should be able to get the Pfizer vaccine, and you should be able to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Lilly vaccine, or whoever makes them, you should be able to get one from every manufacturer if you want it. You have that right.
Family member saying I'm going to go on a trip with you because you don't have the vaccine.
Oh, I know people, and now you're getting... Well, you can't come visit me if you don't get vaccinated. Well, I guess it's going to be FaceTime because, sorry, Mom, but I'm not, I mean, if this vaccine truly works, Mom, think about this. Why would I need to be vaccinated? If it's going to protect you, then why do I need a vaccine? I'm asking for a friend. Captain Common Sense wants to know, if you're vaccinated and I'm not, how am I going to pass the vaccine? How am I going to pass that disease on to you? Because you should not be able to get it. Oh, yeah, the vaccine is so well that you have to wear masks and everything else. I mean, the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, Michigan should close down amid coronavirus surge. I think Michigan should just make everyone non-essential, and they should shut down everything, nursing homes, hospitals, everything. You shouldn't be able to leave your own home, no matter who you are. Grocery stores should close if the food in the store rots out well. We need to shut down Michigan and make sure that every single person is locked in their bedroom. And we'll put monitors on the door, and if they try to get outside their bedroom, they'll get arrested. And they'll get put in jail, even though we just released all these criminals who are violent because the COVID concerns. Oh, yeah, I guess COVID can only happen in jail, so we got to release all these violent criminals into the world so that they can be protected from coronavirus because it only happened.
They gave them all $1,400. That didn't happen with the first two criminals that Trump did.
Yep. Oh, yeah, this. I don't know if you've heard about that Boston bomber. He got a check. Cha-ching. He got a check. So if you were in a tax bracket or something where you made too much money and you didn't get a check and you work, think about it. The Boston bomber got a check. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he looked it up. He did. Boston bomber got a paycheck. But don't worry, folks. I think Michigan's going to go on double secret lockdown. Double secret lockdown,
sir? When you go into stores, you don't have to wear a mask. Going to the Dollar Tree, I'm going into Walmart, going into Meijer stuff. No mask in Michigan. They don't say anything to you.
Yep, but we need to lock down tenfold. Well, no, what it is, we need to learn to live with this, because from what I'm understanding, this is permanent. This is going to be here for the rest of our lives. So we need to learn to deal with this, just like we've learned to deal with tuberculosis, AIDS, HIV. See, you idiots,
the flu.
And I call you that because This is a made-up pandemic. What I mean by that is 1.5, and if you say BS on that, 1.5 million people died from tuberculosis, so where was the pandemic? Where was, because that's way more people than have died from COVID, and everyone is like, we need to wear 10 masks, and you need to stay home, and you need to...
There was mass when tuberculosis first came out. There was
I'm talking like a year ago when we had 1.5 million die from it.
Oh, wow. Didn't even hear that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
This pandemic is media-driven.
Okay. It is.
I'm talking when tuberculosis first came out. Oh, it's working, but yeah. But it's media-driven. I'm not saying... That's what I'm trying to get through to my audience. This pandemic is media-driven. People have died from the flu. 3 years ago, when people were dying from the flu, did you limit your Thanksgiving gathering? Or did you celebrate Native casualties? Oh, wait. Did you mask up when we had bad seasonal flu years? Oh, wait. Go ahead. I'll wait. When we had very bad seasonal flu years, did you mask up? Did you celebrate Native casualties? Or did you actually, we're going to limit our Thanksgiving this year because there's a massive flu outbreak and we need to curb the pandemic of the flu. No, you didn't. Because the media didn't make it an issue. Just like when Obama was president, the gas price, even though it was higher than it was under Bush, it was not an issue because the media didn't make it one. The media made Obama out to be like this savior that is like perfect. Here's Obama. He can do no wrong. I mean, and it's sad because people, and when you show people facts, and you try to, I try to educate people. I try to wake people up to say, hey, X, Y, and Z, 2 and 2 don't equal 4. Because when 1.5 million people a year ago died from tuberculosis, where was all the mass panic? But, I mean, it's okay. Everyone just, don't worry, folks. We'll just stay home. You know, these idiots are like, where's my next check?
Yeah, they're already complaining. They already want another check.
And it's like, yeah, it's just Pavlov's dog. They're the same people that are being forced not to work are accepting a check. And now they're like, well, why would you want to work if so many people don't want to work? They just want a damn check. As for me and my wife, we will serve the Lord more. We want to work. We work our butts. It's called white privilege. Yeah, Michael Jackson had a white privilege too, and so did Michael Jordan. They got on, like Michael Jackson worked his butt off on that stage every single solitary day, practicing. Every person on the stage was an extension of him.
Michael Jackson earned his money since he was 5 years old.
Yeah.
He worked.
Yeah, same thing with Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Okay, you want to be a basketball player? You come in here at 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, wherever, and he did. He earned what he had. Not these people now. Oh, a black guy got shot by a cop, so we need to loot a store and get some shoes. Well, where are the Patriots out there and just being like a sniper and a bang, bang? You take out about 3 or 4 of them, I guarantee you they'll stop in no time.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, how does that solve anything? We're going to trash our own community because, then why don't you do that every time a black person kills a black person? See, that's the hypocrisy. You guys get mad when a cop kills a black person, but when 1,000 black people are killed by blacks, you don't give two crap. You don't give a bleep. Like I said, if South Chicago looted and rioted every time a black person was killed by a black person, you'd be looting and rioting every single solitary day, 24/7, 365, nonstop. Every day. But, oh, don't worry. Your precious Black Lives Matter head, one of the big high up people. Yeah, she just bought her fourth house with your money that you think is going to help the black community. Yeah, it's going to help her black ass get another house or two or three or four or five. I know, I apologize, but hey, I get fed up because that's
but you've been cussing a lot.
I'm like Terrence. I apologize. And I but it just frustrates me. I'd love to have four or five, six, seven houses. See, that's why, like with Klepto Dollar, you can say what you want about that man, but he's like, I want a private Learjet, man. He wasn't trying to donate money to the orphans and then take that orphan money and buy. He's like, yo, what's up, man? I want a 24-karat gold private Learjet, man. It's going to cost $400 million. He was at least honest in what he was trying to get. You can't, you have the right as a Christian or an American to say, well, where's my private Learjet? He at least was honest, which is a lot more than I can say for some of these people. I mean, Black Lives Matter has admitted what they are, but most people are too dumb to recognize. Let me see here, folks. We got 27 minutes left in the program, or just a little over 27 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. You know, we got more financial trouble with House Democrats, and it's piling up because another Democrat, surprise, surprise, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman, Representative Sean Patrick Mahoney, a Democrat from New York, failed to report a series of stock trades he made on time and a potential federal law violation. Now, I think he's probably going to admit that, oh, I forgot, here they are. He's going to try to skip, well, I got busted for not, you know, reporting these. My bad. He's going to try to get away with, oops, I forgot to report this. No, you didn't forget. You just got busted. So now you're like, okay, you got busted, pal. And now you're just trying to cover your tracks. Whoops, I forgot. No, you didn't. He had Apple, Microsoft. He had all kinds of stuff. An alcohol conglomerate. Dango. PLC. All kinds of stuff. But guess what, folks? I can tell you, for $11,051, my butt being a sling, I'd be like, I wouldn't be able to make an excuse. Well, oh, I forgot to report it, huh? I wouldn't be able to get away with not reporting it. And if they do anything to him, they're just going to, like, slap him on the wrist saying, hey, we're trying to clean houses, because we don't allow that. I'm Nancy Pelosi. We don't tolerate that stuff, yeah, okay. I mean, they're going to get away with it. He's going to get away with it, I'm sure, but they're going to slap him on the wrist and try to pretend like the Republicans don't clean, you know, when the Democrats do something wrong, we bad. But it's just where we live in, where they do whatever they want to, and how dare you? You know, we need to take away your guns, because we need to, you know, I'm protected by guns, you know. Hey, you can have one of my guns, just one, not all of them. Yeah, the day you take away the guns from the Secret Service and the military, yeah, go ahead. And then is the day I'll keep my guns. Either way, I'm not going to hand over them, never. And I know a lot of people say if they truly try to take away the Second Amendment right, that's when it's going to be game on. Because a lot of people are just, I mean, no one wants to go to war. I mean, I remember, I get a lot of flack because I'm a deadhead and I have a thing on my profile for that says, don't tread on me. And, oh, wow. Like, I had one time a guy go, you know, to an anti-war song. I'm like, well, who supports war? Who wants war, really? oh, I guess I'm a conservative, so I guess I just, like, I want to slaughter and kill people all day long. Like I'm pro-war. No. Trump got us out of wars until Biden, well, we got a bomb again. Our intelligence says that we're going to be attacked again, so we got a bomb and we got to do stuff. Yeah. I think that's just schizophrenia. He's hearing voices in his head. Joe Biden backtracks on Police Oversight Commission as Black Lives Matter riots erupt in Minnesota over police shooting. Because, you know, a pair of Nikes is going to take away all your pain. Yeah, I need to have a white guy killed by some cops so I can go loot a store. And, you know, I need a new pair of, I need a new television. So, yeah. Can a white guy die just so I can get my replications and go rob some, loot some stores, please? I don't understand. I want someone to explain how that makes sense. Then you got Joe Biden. Like, I don't think he even knows. He doesn't know what day it is, let alone half the stuff he said he's not going to do in his campaign trail, he's not doing, or he is going to do, or he's changing his mind, or... He's not going to do anything. And we need to have commissions and that. No, he's not. Biden's not going to do a dang thing. Just like Biden's going to do something about this Minnesota incident, just like Kamala Harris is doing something about the border. We got a crisis at the border, and what's she doing? Everything but. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. You're going to get blocked from Facebook for supporting America, but dictators like the Prime Minister of Iran and the dictators like, you know, oh, they'll stay on Facebook. They'll stay on Twitter. Oh, we're not a platform. You're not a platform because you censor people. Yeah, you decide what you allow and not allow on your things. So you're a publisher. No, see, as a platform, we have the right to make things, you know, we have the right to kind of pick and choose. No, if you can sit there and basically say you want to kill Trump, and that's allowed, but you can't say you want to kill Biden. You know, when you have Kathy Griffin with the decapitated Trump head, and that's perfectly legal, but if I say I disagree with Biden, how dare you? I mean, me and my wife, some people identify as tall or short. I identify as vaccinated. You know, I don't feel safe to get a vaccination shot. You know, so if they can send me the vaccine and I'll give myself the shot and I'll sign the card. Because, I mean, I shouldn't go out and risk life and limb to be vaccinated. I mean, I shouldn't do that, man. It's not. So, I mean, I want to keep me and my family protected. You know, that's why I got the extra protective immune systems. It's called a mask. Yeah, Biden's administration is sending money to Palestinian Authority. Wow. We're like $30 trillion plus in debt, but we, you know, we can't help our own people here in America, but we can help the Palestinian authorities. Wow. And I read this, and then I stand by this. There's nothing, I mean, what they should have done, if they were true Americans, is they should have said, okay, we're not going to stop building the wall. You want to go ahead, you bring the National Guard down there, and you whatever. They should have kept building that pipeline. I don't care. Go ahead. Stop. See, nope, fine. I'm going to do whatever I want to. You want to get me and try to stop me? Go ahead. That's just me here. That's what I've done. It's like that, because look what happened to that guy. Remember in Jersey, the health club owner? Go ahead. What is it, like $100 million a day you're finding me, whatever? Locking my doors, changing the locks, barricading me. I don't care. You ain't going to stop me. Nope. Shut my electricity. I'm buying generators. Next. I don't think so. Shut off my water. Okay, whatever. You know, they didn't have plumbing 40 years ago. Sorry. I don't think so. And they couldn't do anything. If we all stand up as a nation and say, screw this. No, you have so many people that are so paranoid. I'm going to turn you in because you don't want to wear a mask. And that's what really gets me when all these people are like boycotting this Georgia voter ID law, and everything that they're mad about it for doesn't exist in the law. I mean, to be against this voter ID law, you have to be racist because you have... I don't know how you can say you're not racist but support stuff. If you think that black people can't get IDs, how is that not racist? So I love how the Minnesota... Now he's like, see, that's how you do it. They start vandalizing the police station... National Guard comes in. That's how it needs to be done. That's how we need to have action like this. And that's the thing you don't understand. I'm tired of these people that are felons and have warrants and they get shot because they resist arrest and they have no other option. And then they're like, I can understand... You're frustrated if a black man is 110% innocent, minding his own business, playing in the park with his kids, and the cop just shoots him. And they just shoot him to shoot him. They're not trying to go after him. They haven't talked to him. They're 200 yards away, and they got a sniper rifle, and these cops shoot him. That's different. But when you're trying to arrest a man, he's got warrants, outstanding, and all this, and they resist arrest, and I don't get it. I don't understand this world. I don't understand how we've lost faith and hope and love. And it's all faith, hope, and love have been replaced by vaccines, masks, and social distancing. I mean, if they make me, okay, yeah, you want to make me get the vaccine? Okay, well, then you mail me a vaccine because... I don't think it's safe for me to go out to get the vaccine. So mail it to me and I'll give myself the shot and I'll sign the card. And I don't know, no one can, I don't care if you're vaccinated. No, I don't want, no one's coming to my house because you're going to contaminate me and I don't want that. Mail me my vaccine and I'll take the shot myself. I want the shot that guy from the United States Marine Corps Hospital got the very first day. Where there's nothing there. A civil rights pioneer by the name of Bob Woodson, I got to get into this before I get into the Premier League, is coming out saying this, that Black Lives Matter has come out saying that the MLK statues are going to be targeted next. Martin Luther King, they're going to go after his statues. Says a civil rights pioneer. I don't get it. And if he was alive today, he would be selected for anti-bias re-education. Because Martin Luther King stood up for everybody. He didn't believe blacks were better than whites or whites were better than blacks. And Martin Luther King Jr. would be basically, Martin Luther King Jr. would stand with Trump, not these racist Democrats. See, Martin Luther King knew the difference between racist Democrats and welcoming Republicans and the right. That's if you are a true black person and you support them taking or defacing Martin Luther King Jr., wow, then we've lost all hope. If the one guy that tried to unite America to end segregation, to have freedom for everybody and rights for all, so that all men are created equal as in mankind and human beings. I don't get it. They're going to go after Martin Luther King? It's crazy. Oh, wow. There's some, I'm going to get into some Premier League news because there's all kinds of talk of like, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, it's going to be crazy because I want to get into this because the way Mourinho is done in the Premier League, his style of football and the way he does, he's done. He lost the dressing room at Chelsea. He lost it at United, and he's lost it at Tottenham. He has. He's not the – and everyone, like when everyone's like, yeah, we got me. You know, and there are people that act like, well, you know, he didn't back and he didn't get and all this. I'm like, maybe in Serie A or something. He just, in United and in the Premier League where it's a very fast pace, his style of football, I don't know if the way Alex Ferguson played, he would dominate like he did. It's a different style of football, you know, but there's talk of a Pogba-Ronaldo super swap. You know, there's talk of Ruben Neves, I would like him. For $30 million, I would take him. I think, but it makes me wonder, like if you get Pogba, if you get like Cavani going and some of these players going, hopefully we can get some money for some of them. Some of them they're free agents. They can basically just go and do whatever, but I'm hoping we can get some good players. I honestly think we'll get two or three at max, if that. But I wonder what's going to happen if Pogba goes. If Pogba goes and he's like Jesse Lingard goes, you know, okay.
Gotta go work.
My producer's gotta go pay for all the free crap everyone gets, just like I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's talk about that, like Sanchez wages have been agreed upon and stuff like that. Ronaldo, he's good. But he's, 3-4 years ago I had taken him. He's just, not that he's bad, it's just like, okay, I want some people in here that are going to be good players. And I mean that. And I want players that are going to be like a decent player that we can build upon. That, okay, it's not like, okay, yeah, in 2 years he'll be great. He's good. He's coming here. He's got credentials, and he's gonna dominate. You know. Oh, I wanna get on his Twitter because there's a Fabrizio Romano was talking. There's some players that have basically Oh, what is it? Let me get Fabrizio Romano up. I'm not on Twitter as much as I used to be because Neymar is expected soon to sign a new contract with Paris Saint-Germain, so anybody who thought they might get Neymar, he's going to stay at Paris Saint-Germain, which I kind of figured he might. I didn't think he would go anywhere, but when you look at Manchester United and we got to get a central defensive midfielder. We need to. I just think if we get a CDM, a central defensive midfielder, and we get a right winger, I think we'll be doing good. I just don't know. I'm afraid that we're going to get somebody. Ollie's not going to be backed, and then he's not going to end up doing much, and he's going to get sacked, and it's going to be a whole, like, Mourinho thing. It's going to be, okay, you know, I want to see Ollie backed with some decent players, and then figure out, hey, is he the one or is he not? Is he trying to do the best he can with the crap he's given or what? So I don't know. I know Cavani's gone. I think Jesse Lingard's going to go. I think Pogba will go. And I think if we get some of these, if we get like four or five of our players leave, United's going to have to do something to step up and say, okay, hey, Lingard left, Pogba left, Cavani's gone. Okay, Donny van de Beek is going to go. Or maybe he's going to say, hey, if these players go, I want some time. I mean, Donny van de Beek has every right to say, hey, I came here to play, and I'm sitting on the thing. I'm lucky if I'm on the bench. What gives? And he has that right to state that. I mean, I don't know why we're not playing him. That's one question I want to know. I mean, could you take a look at, like, Ronaldo? Yeah, he's good, but it's like, okay, I would have wanted him 4 years ago. He's like, okay, what would we get, a year out of him, maybe? I mean, I know we're not going to get Haaland. I don't know why they keep bringing that up, but I just want to see Ollie backed with the right players, and then we can figure out from there, is he the right man for the job? You know, because if he wasn't backed and he didn't get half the players he wanted, okay, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Because he didn't really get any players he wanted. He wasn't backed. What could he have done if he had the right players? Because we have decent strikers right now. We need someone that can help put it in the box. We got people that can score. We just have no one to create chances. And everyone's like, there's Ollie out and Ollie in stuff and all this. I just look at it like, okay, look at it from this standpoint. Ollie in or Ollie out. Don't matter what you look at it from this standpoint. Put Zidane as the manager. How would we be better off with Zidane? He would do probably a little better job with the players he had, but he would still need Phil Jones gone. Juan Mata gone. Fred needs to go. You know, if we get rid of Fred, we get rid of Lingard, he goes, Pogba goes, Cavani goes, there's four players gone. If we get some, then we're going to need to bring in some players. And I don't think we're going to have, I think if we get some players to leave that are looking like they might go, I wonder how, what's going to happen? Because I don't see us getting that many players into the club. That's just, that could be just me, but I don't see it. Prove me wrong, but I don't see it. And I think always trying to do the best he can with what he has, and he's not 100% making the greatest decisions. I grant you that, but still, I mean, a Zidane's only going to take us so far, and then he's going to be hindered by the fact that they don't spend, they don't get the players you need. He's not going to be backed. I got about 60 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really do hope you feel part of. If you had kids, I apologize. Sometimes, hey, I just get frustrated when things don't make sense. I'm a 30-foot man, and that's what I identify as. And you're going to pay for my surgery so I can have 30-foot leg extensions. Lord help us. I don't know. But remember, folks, don't forget this. With the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all, and goodbye.